All right, fun to check in with Matthew Collar. Hope that Matthew is enjoying the new year. It's super fresh. It just occurred. It just happened. Did you do anything for New Year's Eve?
Look, the way things are with the Vikings right now, I don't know what day that is. Like, I honestly, if you asked me which day was New Year's Eve, I'd be like, definitely earlier this week, but I'm not really 100% sure because I've just been grinding on this 14-2 Vikings team, man.
So basically, your life has just been all Vikings. Like, don't try to make it seem as though, like, the Vikings altered whether you had New Year's Eve plans or not. Just say that you just wanted to watch and do football things.
No, I mean, I can't say that I usually have New Year's Eve plans.
Yeah, me neither.
But in previous years, if this was a 7-win football team, I might have made some. I might have said, you know, take the wife out for dinner or something or whatever. Watch the ball drop, whatever it might be. But this time I was probably editing a podcast, working on an article, whatever. I mean, this is the type of time that it doesn't come along almost ever. And that's why when Viking fans, I know they're going to be watching this game through fan fingers and wondering, like, when's the other shoe going to drop and all that. Just enjoy the moment. You don't get too many of these ever with a football team. So, you know, enjoy the ride.
When you look at the Minnesota Vikings today, there was the announcement with regards to the Pro Bowlers in the National Football League. The Minnesota Vikings had 6 Pro Bowlers. Did any of the 6 surprise you at all?
No, I wouldn't say any of them surprised me just because when you win 14 games, a lot of people have to play really good football. Of course, the team's reaction to Sam Darnold getting it and, you know, knowing what he's gone through in his career to be here and become a Pro Bowler was pretty cool to see the Vikings put out that video. I could have put a couple other players on there. Now, I'm not saying they were wrong or they were snubbed or whatever because, you know, it's the Pro Bowl, so that's how it goes sometimes. But I think the most valuable player to the defense, aside from Jonathan Greenard, has been Blake Cashman, and he did not play in that first game against the Detroit Lions. And I thought the effect of him being out was really, really felt when he was not in there. And then you see him come back. They have not lost a game this year that Blake Cashman has played in, which is really crazy to think about. So I thought,
how many games did he miss?
Was it 2 or 3? It was either 2 or 3.
I want to say it was like 3 games, and there's no way I'm putting him in over Andrew Van Ginkle. Like, I'm not going to debate that. I'm not debating you or saying that you're wrong about who's more valuable or anything like that, whatever. But Van Ginkle just from day one was such – he was wrecking things, and he had to get on the Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally agree. I was certainly not against Andrew Van Ginkle making it. It was 3 games that Cashman missed. But you really saw when he was out just how valuable he is. And I think – well, I mean, he has 4.5 sacks, which for a middle linebacker is phenomenal. He is great in coverage, but where he really is dominant and elite at what he does is before the snap in the cat and mouse game that gets played with opposing quarterbacks. He has such a great understanding of Brian Flores' scheme and defense that he has freedom to make any change at that line of scrimmage. So Brian Flores sends in the play call, but it might turn out to be something totally different by the time Blake Cashman sets the front, changes the rushers, adjusts to how they switch the protections. I mean, he does a lot up there that results in great stuff for a lot of players, including Van Ginkle, including Greenard, that is happening just because he understands how football works and how to mess with the other teams. So, I mean, I just think that's one of those that you'd have to watch every game to understand, and there's great NFC linebackers, but he was deserving. The other one I'd throw out there is Brian O'Neill. O'Neill, I believe, has had his best year of his career so far this season. He's been a Pro Bowler before. I think there's a lot of good tackles in the league, of course, but he was as deserving as everybody. But that, I think it just tells you
he's an alternate
What's that?
I say he's an alternate too.
Oh, he is. Okay, yeah, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense for him to be there. I mean, he's allowed 1 sack this entire season. I mean, he's just been tremendous. So that's how it has to go, right? Like if you're going to go 14-2, if you're going to compete for a Super Bowl, you have to have a lot of guys have career years, a lot of guys stay healthy, a lot of guys fit perfectly with systems. I mean, this is just the culmination of everything working with this team.
Yep. We're talking to Matthew Kyler from the Purple Insider here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. This Sunday night, Vikings at the Detroit Lions. Biggest game for the Minnesota Vikings organization since?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking regular season.
Yeah, regular season, it's really hard to find too many bigger ones. I mean, you can find games that were really relevant for them to get into the playoffs. There was the game at the end of the season against the Packers in 2012, which was a great game at the Dome where they found a way to beat the Packers. Christian Ponder had a great game. Adrian Peterson almost broke the record. But that was just to get in the playoffs. This is to get the number one seed. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than this. And then the fact that the opponent is also a 14-win team, a juggernaut, best offense in the league, over 500 points this year. I mean, I honestly don't know when the last regular season game, even in the NFL, had the number one seed and the lone first round bye was on the line. I mean, it really doesn't get any bigger than that.
Is a part of you surprised at all that the Lions' offense continues to be so damn dynamic, even with the injuries that they've had?
I'm not. Their offense has been pretty healthy outside of David Montgomery getting hurt. I think the big factor for them is that they've grown with Jameson Williams. Yeah. Early in the year, he had one catch against the Vikings for, I think, maybe 1 yard. He did nothing in that game. And since then, he's averaging 4.5 catches a game and 70-something yards per game. He was their first-round pick. He's the one that they traded with the Vikings up to get, and he hasn't really been a factor very much in the NFL so far because he had the weird gambling thing and got banged up and some other stuff. He was coming off the ACL when he first got into the league, but now, you know, he has become the player that they thought he was going to be when they traded up with the Vikings to draft him. And that is extremely dangerous because you're talking about a guy who runs sub 4.3, like he's really that fast. And you add that with Jahmyr Gibbs, who has blazing speed, Amon-Ra St. Brown, one of the best possession receivers in the NFL, Tim Patrick, another guy who catches pretty much everything, Sam Laporta, who's underneath, the offensive line, the creative play calling. I mean, having that other wide receiver who can do stuff, get, you know, an end around if they want to do that, a deep shot if they want to do that. They can run a screen and have him break tackles and dodge guys and stuff. There's just everything that they can do now that they have a second weapon. That was really the one thing I thought it was missing a little bit from their offense earlier this year, the Lions, and even into last year. But now there's nothing missing when it comes to their offense.
So with Detroit, is it just a matter of them outscoring you? Because we know that because of all of the injuries that they've had on the defensive side of football, that we know that they're going to give up points. Is it just they're like, you know what, we know that our defense is going to try their best, but they're probably going to be a little bit leaky. We just got to go out there and we got to put as many points on the board as we can.
Yeah, I don't think that this game is all that complicated to preview. It's the Detroit Lions defense stinks right now because they've lost so many players on defense. And their defensive coordinator is just not that good. I mean, we've seen him a bunch of times get shredded by KOC. Going back, Kirk Cousins loved playing against them. It's, it's just what it is. Like, I think Brian Flores, if he had the same unit, would have a lot better performance. But they play a lot of man coverage. Every team now on offense knows how to shred man coverage if you don't have great players, including the Vikings. So they're not good. They can't get after the passer. They don't stop the run well. They don't have Carlton Davis, who's their best cover man, and was really, I think, signed just to face off with Justin Jefferson, and they don't have him. So it's going to be a rough ride for their defense. It really does come down to, does Jared Goff handle the pressure of Brian Flores the way he did last time, where he was spectacular against the Flores blitzes, or does he make a mistake in there? And I think Detroit has to live in a world where if they make a mistake on offense, it's going to be hard for them to recover unless their defense takes the ball away, which is another big factor here. This is kind of one of those, you can't really control it, turnovers and fourth downs and things like that. Those are volatile type of plays, but That's what it's going to come down to. That's what I wrote about today. Just fourth down, turnovers and stuff like that is kind of where this game's going to be decided. Who has the football more and how many times?
Matthew Collar anticipates that Aaron Jones will play on Sunday night. That's true, right?
What? I'm sorry, say that again?
I said Matthew Collar anticipates that Aaron Jones will play on Sunday night, correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yep. Aaron Jones anticipates that Aaron Jones will play on Sunday night. There was no question about that from him. He came right out. One of the first things he said in his press conference was like, I'm good. I'm going to play. Basically, what he said was he could have kept playing through it on Sunday night, but once they got up by 3 scores, Kevin O'Connell said, all right, we're shutting you down, and he started to go back to get treatment. Of course, they weren't expecting that the Packers were going to come back in that game, but this is why they went out and got Cam Akers, and that also kind of speaks to the depth of this team, that they've had a lot of these situations where somebody goes out, somebody else has to step in, but he's completely fine, and he's a big game player, so this is why he signed him. For a game like this, because you remember what he did last year in those big games down the stretch for Green Bay. That's why he's here.
Who do you like and why?
I ever so slightly like the Vikings. And why is because they have a defense. The Detroit Lions do not. The Lions have one of the best offenses we've seen in the last 10 years, but they are just nowhere near the Vikings defense. And I think if you're vastly better on one side of the ball than the other team, and you're both equal in so many different ways, and plus the way Sam Darnold's been playing lately, they may rank, I think, what, ninth or something in scoring in the league for the Vikings, but not lately. Lately they've been one of the most dynamic offenses in the NFL. 347 yards against the Falcons, 377 yards passing against Green Bay. I think the Vikings are playing just as good on offense as the Lions have been lately, and they're the more likely team to make a stop. That said, I'm picking the game by 3 points for a last-second Will Reichard field goal because I still think Detroit is so well-coached, so talented, that it should probably come down to the very end.
It is going to be a fun one Sunday evening, Sunday night at Ford Field. Hey, man, I appreciate the time, Matthew. Matt, I assume that you will be in Detroit?
That is correct, sir. Yep, I will be there.
Have fun, man.
Thanks, dude.
That's Matthew Collar joining us here from Purple Insider, joining us here on The Lake Show. Yes, you talk about important games. That's going to be important. That's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait.